Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and we are doing Fun Drive. And the most exciting thing about that is I get to do weird stuff. So I have prepared, well, prepared isn't maybe the right word. Let me start with a story. So in the past, I've done strip fundraising, which is whenever people call in and donate, I'll take off an item of clothing. Last year, I got dangerously close to walking home naked, and I do not want to get arrested. So instead, I thought I would switch it up a bit this year and exploit a newfound talent of mine. Now, something that you guys may not know about me is that I'm not very hairy. But earlier this year, actually a few weeks ago, I woke up one morning, and I felt a change come across me, and I looked down, and a third chest hair had sprouted out of the top of my chest. And in that moment, as it was sprouting, as it was growing out of my chest, I developed the ability to look into the future and see, look into the cosmic ether of tomorrow and see what may come to be. And in that vein, I have gained the oculate power of being able to tell people fortunes. So people that call in and donate to this show will receive, with my love, a fortune that I have, that I will pull out of the ether and deliver to you. So without further ado, I'll kick it off with a song, but would love to hear from you because we're doing the Fun Drive thing, so please donate. And you'll get a fortune and some gratitude. I'll give you some gratitude. And you can also get a tax receipt for it, too. So if you don't want my gratitude, you can get a tax receipt, too. Or you can have both, whatever you like. We're going to kick things off in the song pile with a song by the band Explosions in the Sky called The Birth and Death of a Day off their album All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone. So here goes.
Thank you.
We're back. We just heard, I mistakenly said it was the birth and death of the day. We just heard the song, What Do You Go Home To? By Explosions in the Sky. And then after that, Pouring Milk Out the Window by Apricot Rail. I hope no one cried for the milk they poured out the window. I really like that song. I dig the flute. I dig all the stuff they got going on. It's a happy song. And one thing that I like about Apricot Rail is in their band description, they're saying like, oh, all the post-rock music people are putting out these days is so heavy. But Apricot Rail is too busy making happy music to care. So if you've been paying attention, we're doing Fun Drive right now on CITR. And what Fun Drive is the station trying to raise money to keep us going, because CITR is a voice for the economically, socially, and politically disadvantaged, and quality programming costs money. So that is a reality of the world in which we live, and I'm just getting word that we as in CITR, received a donation. We, as in Spice of Life as well, received a donation from Chloe. So I would like to thank Chloe, and I would like to read you your fortune. So I foresee that you might not be able to listen to this right now, so I foresee you listening into the podcast later as proof of my future-telling abilities. Give me a moment to channel the ether. Oh, ether. Show me the future. Show me the money. I'm seeing something. I'm getting something. I'm getting a vision. I hear a voice. It says, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Invite your enemies over for a nice dinner. Something not too fancy, but at least three courses. Serve a light appetizer like sausage rolls, followed by a salad and fresh crab with rice. For dessert, I recommend either a pie or a crumble. After dinner, play a game of charades, because everyone loves charades. Hopefully you can win them over. Avoid association with Libras at all costs, because people that believe in star signs are in general a little crazy. However, it is worth noting that the position of Jupiter this week will be favorable for you. Expect changes on a large scale, like the time Zane left One Direction. Meet these changes with high spirits, as you will not be able to stop them, and there is no sense tilting with windmills. Plus, Zane's solo stuff is pretty good. Your lucky numbers are 15, 3, 7, and 47. Thank you for donating. Up next, we are going to hear from Don't You Mean People. They're a Canadian band coming out of Thunder Bay. They will entice us with the song Cherry Wine. After that, we're going to hear a track by Beach House called Better Times. This is Cherry Wine by Don't You Mean People.
running around because you put yourself up and you made a cry, and the one that you love is gone. Oh, oh. How much longer can you play with fire before you turn to a lie? Oh, oh, oh. Running around because you beat yourself up and you made a cry, and the one that you love is gone. Oh, oh. How much longer can you play with fire before you turn into a lie? Oh, oh, oh. I've been around before. Thought
year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with Fundrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. We're excited. Are you?
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
And we are back. We just heard Don't You Mean People playing the song Cherry Wine and Better Times by Beach House. Both of those songs are songs that I love, 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 which is why I decided to play them today. But more importantly, today is Fun Drive. And what that means is I am putting my newly found future-telling abilities to good use. I can feel it. I can feel my chest burning. My third hair is sprouting. It's giving me a message. It's giving me a sign. I see Sarah. I see Sarah donating to the Spice of Life. Ah, I'm racked. I'm racked with the future. I can feel it. It's coming. I can't stop it. Sarah, talk to strangers. They often have really interesting stuff to say. Forging a connection with someone new will lead to great benefits for you. Maybe they will work at Dairy Queen and be able to get you blizzards for free. That would be pretty cool. The near future will be a time of economic growth for you. Expand your assets and buy into gold and NASDAQ. Diversification of your portfolio is a great way to double your capital. Play the stock market. People are doing it on Wall Street all the time, and you're a pretty smart person. I bet you'd do just fine. If all else fails, just declare bankruptcy and flee the country to Portugal. Settle down there and start a family. Enjoy the little things. Play with your kids and be happy. Live a carefree life there and die happy at the ripe old age of 93, surrounded by your family. Your only regret will be the time you took economic advice from some weirdo on the radio. Your lucky numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 9 million. And with that, the songs continue. Oh, exiting the trance is always exhausting. Here we have Autumn Waltz by the band Anoints.
Thank you.
And we are back. We just heard Autumn Waltz by Anoint and Two by Transhuman, or Two by Andy and the People, sorry. If you're trying to call in to the studio to donate, the number to call in is in fact a different number. I cannot handle the donations, unfortunately. The number to call is 604-822-8648. I have a lot of things going on in here, and I'm having a hard time getting to the phones. But thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. So again, if you want to call in and donate, that number is 604-822-8648. And if you've been paying attention, we are doing the Fun Drive thing at CITR. And here's a little fast fact. Each show costs $2,100 per year, and this is exactly 3 years since I've been doing this. So if you do the math, I've cost CITR $6,300, which is pretty crazy because I am not very productive here. Let's just say that. So if you enjoy the show, if you like the station, it would mean a lot to me if you were to donate. And to encourage donations, I am reading the future, telling people fortunes. My lovely friend Ben has donated money, and I'm feeling something. I'm feeling the ether. I'm imbued with the power of future sight. The third chest hair is speaking to me. I can't stop it. It says, Ben, many new opportunities will present themselves to you in the coming days. Don't try any new things. Change is scary, and honestly, new things are never worth the crippling anxiety that comes with being in an unfamiliar situation. Instead, put on your pajamas and watch Seinfeld reruns on Netflix. There are a lot of really clever jokes that you miss even on your third watch. The year of the monkey will be a time of growth for you. Specifically, start eating bananas more often because the potassium is really quite important for natural growth and development. You see, potassium is an essential micronutrient, and the main internal ion, the main intracellular ion for all cells. It plays a role in both maintaining electrolyte balance and generating electric potentials within the cells. This is an especially important mineral in the transmission of electric signals in the neurons. So use your brain and go bananas. Your lucky numbers are 4. And we have more music, but it also looks like and feels like someone's donated. I can feel it. I can feel it, Dad. I can feel the donation. Thank you very much for donating. It means a lot. My third chest hair is flickering. It's screaming at me. It's taking over my body. I have no control. It's like puberty all over again. Open your heart to new friends. Be honest and genuine, Dad. If you allow yourself to be vulnerable around others, you will forge stronger connections on a deeper level. Don't be afraid to tell them about how much Doris broke your heart. She took your fish. Dear God, why did she take the fish? I miss you every day, Nemo. I foresee that you will have a lot of difficult tasks in your future. You may find yourself very busy with new and challenging problems. Fear not. Hard work and perseverance will pay off in the long run, and your burdens will be lessened. Your hard work will be rewarded in 5 separate payments in the appropriate amount of chicken nuggets. Should you slack off, it will catch up with you, and the consequences will be dire. Not only will you not get any chicken nuggets, you will also be cursed so that everything you eat tastes like mustard. And not the good honey Dijon kind. I mean the really cheap Heinz mustard that is terrible on anything. Your lucky numbers are 1, 8, 6, and 9, because Heinz has been around since 1869. Thanks for donating. It means a lot. Up next, we are going to hear a song by the band Android 16. The song is called This Is the Last Time I Save You.
What better way to end off a week-long fun drive than with a kick-ass party? On March 4th, join us at the Hindenburg on West Cordova from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. for a night-long celebration of all your support and commitment to community radio. It's one rad night you won't want to miss. We've got a silent auction, CITR DJ spinning, and the launch of Pop Alliance Volume 4 with Mint Records. To help us launch the album, we've got Morning Coup, Stefana Fratila, Late Spring, Aura Kogan, Ace Martins, Jerk Jails, and Kelt Babies coming to perform for you. Tickets are $10 online or $12 at the door. For tickets and info, check out CITR on Facebook.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
And we are back at CITR. This is The Spice of Life. I'm Ben Life. We just heard This Is the Last Time I Save You by Android 16. Interestingly enough, Android 16 and Andy the People. Andy the People was the band behind Two, which was a song that I played just before. The entire band of Android 16 is in Andy the People. They were on tour with another band, and they just decided to impromptu record a couple songs, and that turned into Andy the People. So, that's kind of why they're a little similar. There's a fun fact for you. There you go. We are doing Fun Drive, which I have to say has been a lot of fun so far. I really appreciate everyone that's called in so far and donated. It really means a lot. Like, it can sometimes feel like... sometimes I'm just sitting here and broadcasting out into the ether of space, but it's nice to hear a few or to feel some ripples return to me. So thank you guys. It's really touching. If you are if you're just joining us now, what Fun Drive is we are trying to raise money for the station because we are trying to grow our culture. CITR only asks once every year for listeners to support the station in our week-long telethon. So pledging this time of year supports us throughout the whole rest of the year, right up until next year. And so it would be really cool. It would be cool if you donated because we always need studio upgrades and we need to replace items that break, like when people like spill stuff on them, or like yogurt or... maybe some kind of cottage cheese you could spill on things. So it's important. We need money, and we really appreciate it when people donate. In the years past, in the two previous years that I have been doing this show, I started actually on Fun Drive 2 years ago, so this is my third Fun Drive. And in the years past, I used to do strip fundraising, which is whenever someone would call in, I would take off a layer of clothing. I'm already not wearing a shirt just because it's hot in here. And I will be walking home in my underwear just because it's tradition. But I thought, why not mix it up and make use of my prescient abilities? So I am here telling fortunes. You still have time to get a hold of me and hear your fortune. And it's been an interesting experience looking into the void. I hope I don't get some sort of brain damage from all this void staring that I'm feeling. It is very draining, but I am the vessel, and I must receive the voices from beyond. I'm getting something. I feel it. I feel my brother has donated. Thank you, Chris. It means a lot. And what that means is I'm getting a quiver in my third chest hair. It's undulating at the resonance frequency of the following. Make time to exist in nature, Christopher. Breathing in the forest will allow you to breathe the city out. It will bring you peace of mind. The trees breathe for you, and it is imperative that you be there to accept their offerings. Go for a walk immediately after a heavy rain has ceased. The smell of new life will renew your focus and your purpose. If you think about it, walks must be really good because old people love walks. If you lived a long time, you will eventually find the really great stuff in the world. Therefore, walks must be excellent because old people go for walks all the time. There's more. I can feel it. You must learn from your mistakes. The coming days will be a great time of learning, should you choose to see it that way. One time I left my metal fork on a plate when I put that plate in the microwave. That was a huge mistake, and I'm pretty sure I almost unleashed lightning in my apartment and burned down the whole building. What I'm trying to say is please don't put metal in the microwave. Your lucky numbers are 5, 8, 23, 8, and 5. Thank you for donating. It means a lot. Up next, we are going to hear a song by the band Code One. The song is called Oceans Apart. I hope you enjoy it. It's fitting because my brother and I are oceans apart. I guess just the one. I'm in Vancouver and he's in Victoria, so it's cool that he called in. Same thing with my dad, actually. It's cool that he called in, too. It's cool. I'm really excited that you guys are supporting this. So thank you very much. This is Oceans Apart by Code One. We just heard Code One playing the song Oceans Apart. And I can feel something on my chest. It feels like a third chest hair. And it's speaking to me. I'm seeing some sort of online donation by a friend of mine, Imran. No, Jeevan. He's sitting at home in sweatpants. Thank you for donating, Jeevan. I can feel it. I can feel my chest hair. It says, Jeevan, buy Long Johns. You won't regret it. Believe in yourself. You are your own greatest supporter. As the earth turns, people change, and so will you. But you are always a part of your own change, and you must acknowledge this before you can create a stable foundation. By recognizing your own faults, you can fill the cracks in the foundation with mortar. It is on this foundation on which happiness is constructed. Remember that the construction of happiness takes effort, and you alone may not possess all the tools required. Be wary of your nightmares and your dreams. They have a way of coming true. Heed the goat man's warnings. He is not your friend, but it is in your best interest to follow his plan. Ignore the bespectacled ape. He seeks only to distract you from your purpose. When the fifth candle is lit, the shadows cast will guide you past your first trial. A great many battles will you fight, but know that your greatest barrier and your greatest battle will be fought on an internal stage. Bow and exit stage left. There will be no applause nor encore. Your lucky numbers are 6, 12, 24, 36, and any multiple of 6, really. Thanks for donating, Jeevan. You're the best. We are running out of time, which means we made it. We made it through the Spice of Life fundraiser show, and we put up with me talking about, with me bragging, honestly, about having three chest hairs the whole time. So shouts out to my third chest hair. You've been instrumental in this whole thing. Up next, we have live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai, and he's going to come and knock your socks off. My shirt's already been knocked off. He knocked my shirt off just from where he's sitting. My socks are going to come off soon, too. I'm going to be walking home in my underwear. If you're interested in seeing a picture of that, check out CITR's Facebook page before they take it down for being too controversial. Thanks for listening. Thanks to everyone who donated. I really can't. I can't describe how much it means to me. So thank you very much. And without further ado, I will pass it on to Ben Lai with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks.